week before Purim, I think we should start with a joke. What did the ant say when the camel sat on him? What did the ant say when the camel sat on him? It might be a bit of a Hebrew joke, but you might get it. I've not explained it. Should I tell you? Ashira Lashem Ki Gamal Alai. I think to Hashem Ki Gamal Alai. Gamal is a camel. Gamal Alai means that it literally means the camel is on me, but it doesn't mean Gamal also means to Hashem's kindness. It's fair. But it also means that the camel is on me. Okay, we're still in the bathroom. Where are we on? Reuven Levy, speaking to you words of Torah with Hashem's help from Gemara Brachot, Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph 62a4 in the article version. Right. So last week we learned the person needs to be very careful when he makes a hesped. He gives a eulogy because he's punished, because he causes problems for the dead guy if he says things about him which aren't exactly true. And even the people who are listening, if they say amen, they also have to answer for their transgression. It's a sort of flatter a person, even if they're dead. Flattery. Or just make up stuff that's not true.
Well, if that's true for the dead, wouldn't it be even more problems if for the living?
Maybe Kavachoma. Obviously you're allowed to say compliments.
No, I'm thinking like the mainstream media.
That lie. Well,
yeah.
They're becoming. Okay. Well, wait. I think Tanu Rabbanan. What is that? Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezehu. About 10, 12 lines up. First word on the line, Achrei Hen. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezehu Tsanua. Zeh nifneh b'layla, b'makon shenifneh b'yom. The one who goes to the bathroom at night in the same place that he does during the day. What does that mean? During the day, a person takes care to ensure that they are in a modest place, that they're not overlooked by anyone, that they're an appropriate distance away from other people. At night, if a person thinks, well, it's dark, no one can see me, so that's not being modest. So, right, I mean, it's a mashal just for everything. Anyone who does anything when he thinks nobody can see him in the same way he does when he thinks people can see him. Not just going to the bathroom. Any, the Gemara says, is that true? Is that so? Rahama Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Lo'olam yanhig adam et atzmo shacharit v'arvit. Person should accustom himself morning and evening. Right, to go to the bathroom morning and evening. Kadesh lo yehet tzarech lehitrachek, in order that he will not need to distance himself from others. What does he mean? It means, I think, let's have a look at the note. The footnote doesn't really help me. I don't really understand it. So what I was going to say, which I'm going to stick with because it sounds useful to me, is that if you go morning and night, it's when you're at home, before you go to bed, when you wake up, before you go, right? So a person can find a place near their home where they're able to go to the bathroom, which is away from people. It's also in the morning early and at night late. There's less people around. But in the daytime, if the person waits to the day and doesn't go morning and night, so then he goes in the middle of the day. So he's going to find it difficult to find a place that's Sanua, where, so he's going to have to go a long way away. So that's maybe what it says here, that he should accustom himself morning and night so that he doesn't have to distance himself from other people. But otherwise, you're in the middle of a busy town, a busy city. You're going to have to go all the way out into the fields to find somewhere to go to the bathroom. You have to distance yourself a lot.
I'm just trying to say that you should find a place close to home to go during the day so that at night is maybe he doesn't have to endanger himself to find a place far away from home.
Right, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Which Rashi?
Rashi says.
Which one?
Yanhi Gadam Atzmo Lefanot Shacharit Kodem Hayom Ve'arvit Mishechashka. When it gets dark, כדי שלא יהיה צריך להתרחק, אילמה אין מתרחקים בלילה. That means that we shouldn't מתרחק at night. That's what he's trying to say.
Don't go far at night.
Huh?
However, don't go far at night.
The person we learned before said he should go in the same place. And that during the day, during the night, as that he went to during the day. So that is just strengthening it.
Right, okay. So here you could say either so he doesn't need to go during the day and distance himself, or at night time, if he doesn't go before he goes to bed, then he might wake up and feel like he needs to go, and then he'll have to find a distance to go at night. Although, Tov, I'm not quite sure what the difference is between night and Kodem Hayom. Because Kodem Hayom is still night, I think. Although there is a difference spiritually between the first half of the night and the second half. The first half of the night, the person should sleep. This is a time of dinim until Chatzot. And after Chatzot, it's the time of rachamim. That's where we get that Chatzot. So if you're going to have to go out, you should wait till after Chatzot. Thank God before. Okay. The two Rabba, and also Rabba, Yamama Haba Azil Admil. During the day, he would travel out as far as a mil, kilometer nearly, to find a private place to go to. Ubalaila Amale Lishmaye, but at night he would say to his servant, Panuli Dukhta Barachova Damata, clear a place for me in the street below. The matter doesn't mean below, means in the city street. So to Rabbi Zeira said to his servant, Chazi me'an de'ika achorai beit chavaria de'beina le'mifne. See who is behind the study hall, as I need to go to the bathroom. So what are we learning from these two, from these stories? We just learned that a person who is modest goes to the bathroom in the same place at night time as they do during the day. Now we're learning apparently you don't, because at night time you don't go as far, it's dangerous, as we saw from these stories, right? During the day Rabba would travel a mile, but at night he would tell his servant to clear a place and sit in the street. So what has the Gemara answer? Lo tema b'makom. Do not say b'makom, in the place. So in our Braita, which said Ezehut Sanua, Zema Fede Balada b'makom, Shinif Nebayim. Who's the person who is modest? The one who goes to the bathroom at night in the place b'makom. Don't say b'makom. Ela ema kederech shenif nevayom. Rather say in the same way he does. Who's the modest one? Not you don't have to go in the same place, but in the same way. Just as you take care to go in a modest manner at day, in case someone can see you, so too you should take care at night to go in a modest manner, even if no one can see you. Right. The modesty of covering yourself up and making sure that you're away from people applies even at night. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi Amar, Afilu Tema B'makom, you could even say B'makom, in the place. How? Lo Nitzlacha Ela L'Keren Zavit. This is needed only for a Keren Zavit, a corner. Meaning the place you should go is in the corner. Like with Chitzot, with walls. It's like in a daytime, you would try and find a quiet corner, so to speak. You wouldn't go out in the middle of everywhere. Try and find a corner. So too at night, even though you could go in an open place at night, because there's no one there, no one to see you, you'd still go in a corner. So according to that explanation, the word makom is still correct. You go in the same place. Gufa. We can support that with the gufa, the text itself. The body itself of the text supports that. Why? Lo'olam yanhig adam, Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Lo'olam yanhig adam et atzmo shacharit v'aravit, a person should accustom himself morning and evening, kadei shelo yehei tzarech le'trachek. Right, that's what we said earlier. And we're using this as a proof for just learned. One should always accustom himself morning and night, so that he doesn't have to go a distance away. Tanya Nami Hachi, so too it's said in a brighter. Ben Azai Omer, Hashkem, but say Ha'erev, but say Kadei Shalot Titrahek. Hashkem, get up early, but say go out, i.e. to go to Bahu. But say Kadei, sorry, but say, right, go out. Then it says, Ha'erev, but say, Kadei Shelo Tirachek. And the evening, go out, so that you would not need to distance yourself. So, just another brighter supporting what Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rabbi. Okay. Tov. Next, Mashamesh Beshev Va'alte Shev Mitamashmesh. The person should Mashamesh. Mashamesh here uses the word in the article manipulate. The person wants to assist himself to go to the bathroom. So he used to manipulate down below with a stone or some wood in order to cause himself to go to the bathroom.
To cause it.
Okay. So the Gemara is telling us, Meshamesh, first he should do that and then sit. But don't sit and then do that. Okay. Shekol Hayoshev Mashamesh, because anyone who does that, anyone who sits down first and then manipulates, Afilu Osim Kishafim Ba'aspamia Ba'inalab. Even if they perform magic in Spain, it will come upon him. Why? So the explanation here in the footnote explains a little bit. Said the person who does this is very immodest. It's not appropriate to sit and then manipulate yourself, so to speak. That's very immodest. It's immodest behavior. And therefore any magic that's done anywhere, even in Spain, like in a far off place, it's going to find its way to this person. Because magic, sorcery, is spiritual tumor, and it seeks out tumor. That's how it's other tumor seeks you out.
The impression, right? I guess, from the footnotes is that they're talking about you need to clean the area you're going to sit down on so you don't soil your clothes.
That's what the proverb says. Rashi disagrees with that. Could be Rashi disagrees with it because it then doesn't work with the rest of it. With what's it going to do with magic? But
so I'm completely confused.
Yes, that's what. So Rashi's saying that a person who acts in a way which is immodest brings upon themselves negative forces. Which in the old days was magic, so to speak. Because all of the forces in the world have to have a life force. The force of Kedusha, the force of holiness. They come from Hashem, they come from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddik is the life force. And for other things which are bad, they also have to have a life force. They get their life force from all the tumah in the world. So clearly this is an area of potentially tumah.
It's not very difficult to understand this because Hashem created us.
Okay.
We have to go to it.
No, obviously, but how you go to it.
Yeah, but always there was that time, that moment.
Okay.
He made us.
Uh-huh.
So we have to go to
the just in a careful
like
way.
Negative.
No, in a careful way. Hashem creates a lot of obstacles and difficulties for us. And some are more than others. The toilet is a very difficult place. The bathroom is a place of lack of spirituality. We have no mezuzah on there. It's a place where people are unchanged and dressed. By which we know that for example, a woman, many women are very careful to keep their hair covered. Right? Even at home, women keep their hair covered. Right? So how do they change their in pachat? They go into the bathroom and change. Right? They all, because they're going to have a shower in there anyway, so obviously you're going to take it off in there. But the bathroom is not a place of holiness. Why do you keep it covered in the rest of the house? Because the rest of the house is holy. Right, the Shekhinah's dwelling there, it's not appropriate.
She
doesn't have to buy halacha, but some women do. A lot of women in the Trump community do. So we see that the bathroom is a place of which has the potential for, it doesn't have Kedusha in there. Hashem created these places because there's tests. He could have put us all in a Beit HaMikdash with holiness, but then we would be tested. He puts us in these places with big tests.
But there's two points about that. One, yeah. Number one, it's there is any place that it's because Boch is not there,
yeah.
Like let Atar Shamimine. This number one, so and number two, it's about the bedroom. It's has mezuzah, it's kedusha, it's this,
right.
That,
uh-huh.
And also the bedroom is a place that people without clothes and this and that.
Okay, so well, the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch says that the bedroom shouldn't be a place without clothes. Shulchan Aruch says that a person gets changed under the blanket. Says that. I don't know anyone that does that. Right? I don't get changed under the blanket. Right? It would be very difficult. But in theory, it's not meant to be. The home is meant to be. The bedroom is meant to be a very, very spiritual place. Meant to be.
But it's also a room that when people married, it's supposed to be a.
That's a very holy thing. If it's done properly, correctly, it's very holy. Mamash Kodesh Kodeshim. It's theory. It's meant to be.
Yeah, I understand in times of Gemara, they have only one room.
Yeah.
So they have to dress up under the bed.
But that's not why. That's not the reason why. That's not the reason.
Bedroom and living room, so you close the door.
No, but that's not the reason why.
What is said?
That's not the reason why.
What is the problem in the mikveh? So people dress up and walk naked around.
Woman, I didn't understand what you said.
But they're not allowed to.
What you asked?
He said
we have to dress under the bed. I said,
no, I don't say the short answer.
After what?
Time for the Gemara. There's only two women.
So, whoever said, I said, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, first page, that a person has to, should, right? We have to learn what's correct. Whether we do that or not is a different thing. But get changed under his.
Under the blanket.
Under the blanket. And have a chaluk, right? For Snua. And Rav mentioned that that was maybe because in the beginning, a long time ago, they only had one room. So you had to do it anyway for Snua. But I was saying I don't think that's the reason why the Gemara says that. The Shulchan Aruch says that. Shulchan Aruch says there in the. Says there in the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should not. What's the word to use? Should. I can't remember the wording. I'll paraphrase. Says a person should act in their own room like they're acting in front of the king, right? Whether or not Kilu is there, he's there, right? Even in your door, in the room inside the room, right? You're in front of the king, so it's not appropriate to get changed in front of the king. It's not. We do, but it's not appropriate. What would you want? That's how that's the level we're at. We're not there to appreciate it.
You long in.
That's why we go into a bathroom. That's what we say. So we, for start, I was saying in a bathroom, those rules don't apply, which is why a bathroom is a place out of kedusha. That's what I'm saying. A bathroom that doesn't apply, those rules is out of kedusha. It's considered to be, the Gemara says there are three rooms in a mikvah. There's the inner room where people are unchanged and clothed. There's a middle room where some people are clothed and some people are unclothed. And then there's an outer room where people are clothed. It means deeper things, because obviously it's not exact, but that's what it says. We know that Baba Sali, when he went to the mikvah, he went with his haluk and his right, took it on, put it back on. Why? Because he's got an awareness of snias. For sure he was... Right, didn't do that in the mikveh, and then in his bath, in his home, in his bedroom, he started running around in his. Right, that's how we understood. Right, it's good enough for the Baba Sali, it wasn't good enough for me.
But I don't know, but you can see how people dress in the mikveh.
Yeah, we can't go by what people act like, because we know people are animals.
Understand?
In our home, you're not alone. And you're in your bedroom by yourself, and no one's there, just you. You're not alone. That's the story. Now we think we are. We act like whatever we act like. No, that's because we're alone. Doesn't mean it's right. I also act like that, but at least I hold by. I've got an understanding of what the ideal is, right? It's not ideal. Oh, ideally, I should go to the mikveh like the Baba Sali does.
I know when I was in Germany, when I was playing football, I wasn't religious. But never shower in the water. They were always. I don't know why, but they have this. I know the Turkish people, or the Arabs, or the Muslims, they go shower in the underwear. They go shower.
Okay. Got me.
They have modesty.
Okay, that's what they learn. That's what they've been taught. Okay. It's not true modesty. It's twisted. It's like the Arab women that are completely. It's not.
Rabbi Arush used to say that Avimelech, who was a great guy, that it was so important to him to keep the modesty of the married woman. Therefore, he was killing her husband. About Avraham Avinu. No, it's not our Mina. Hasul Khalila. We're not making it.
I find out from where we come that we need honor. It's written here. I should also say when the Rashi was not coming, the minister came to Rashi and said, listen, we lost our honor. So the wife has to honor the man. Yours is a different.
We saw what happened to him. He wasn't exactly right.
I have to be on
the ass. Why?
Huh? I didn't say this.
I know, but that was Achashverosh.
Yeah. So from this came that we need honor.
Oh, I see.
So is that?
12 says interestingly there that the Midrash says that why didn't Vashti come? Because he told her he wanted her to come without any clothes. That's right. So she refused. So I'm reading a book by Rav Offer Erez at the moment. It's very good. Rav Offer Erez. Anyway, he's got a ma'amar in here about he's a student of Rav Berlin. It has it in here about Purim. One of the sections happens to be about Purim.
English heavy?
Huh?
Why very heavy?
No, Hebrew, English. Hebrew. But it's very, he's like at the Rav Aris school of keep it simple and just, right? So anyway, so he says,
so
what's the reason?
That's not in English.
No, not yet. I haven't seen it. Zeth Hashem, one day it'll get translated. So, says that the reason why Vashti wouldn't come out like that is that she knew that the secret of the woman is that she has to be hidden a little bit. She can't be completely uncovered. She needs to be covered a little bit, because otherwise there's no kilu, there's no mystery, there's no interest, there's no nothing. She has nothing. She says that if she's completely, completely uncovered, there's no interest at all. Why? Because people see there's nothing there. I mean, if people see it, just there's nothing there. It's only the fact that she's partially covered up that gives the sitra afra, the imagination, to say, oh, maybe there's something exciting that's really going to be interesting for me that's covered up. And when there's nothing, so he explains that's the yetzer hara completely. Yetzer hara has to be hidden. It's like the guy with his it has to be hidden. I don't know what it is. Once you open up the hand, you see there's nothing. You see what was there, which was nothing, right? Which is why when a person chases after their lust, then they get it. They realize
it's like
there's nothing there, and then they have to chase more because that wasn't it.
It's like you see, it's like a beautiful woman.
Right.
Then you start talking with her, and you see it's empty. You lost all the beauty.
It's only it's imagination. So as long as which is based on the fact that it's hidden. So he says that it's a very nice drasha on the whole thing that ultimately Amalek gets destroyed. That all evil get destroyed when we uncover, we realize that it's all empty. We're going to see that everything, there's nothing there at all. But in order to do that, we have to go down to the 50th gate of Tumah. Right? In Egypt, we went down to 49th. So when we went down to the 49th, for that reason, when they fought Amalek in the desert, they didn't kill off Amalek completely. They killed off the heads. It says there in the Rashi, they killed off the leaders, the heads, and they weakened the rest of it and then left it. Why? Because there's still a job to do that 50th level. But we have to go down into the 50th level. The really icky stuff,
no.
Which is now, and see that there's nothing there, and then when you see that there's nothing there, then it loses all its appeal, right? It's got no power left, right? The power in the Yetzer Hara is in what's hidden. The power in any fear, in any desire, in any lust, in all that negative stuff is what's in it that's hidden. Once you confront your fears, they disappear, right? Because you see that there was nothing there. But whilst you don't confront it, it's still a what might be, this might be, this, what could happen, what, where, when it happens, look, it happened, it's gone, can't do anything anymore. So he says the same as the Amalek and the Yetzer Hara. Once we go down into those depths, we have to be able to come out, right? Because there's no point going down there and getting stuck, right, or being lost. But to go down and then to reject it, see there was nothing there, and then to come back, then you've killed it. Then there's nothing left. Then all the power's gone. And once we've done that, that's game over.
This is why when Mashiach comes, only kohen stay as.
Mashiach comes what?
When Mashiach comes, only Purim will be kept. Kol Hagim Nebatim.
To remind, it's a. All the other will be cancelled.
Because we see that everything was hiding. Like, we realized that
Achonasra will see there was nothing. Right? It's like part of the seeing that Hashem is everything and the Sitra Achra is really nothing. Right? Because when you see it was really nothing, it disappears. You actually see it was really nothing. Right? You see that there was nothing there. You see that all those, that fear was nothing. Like a person, let's say a person grows up and he's afraid of dogs. As a kid, he's afraid of dogs. He's very scared. Later on, when he's older, wherever he gets a dog, and he now loves dogs. So now that fear of dogs disappears. It's gone. It's not like it was nothing. Like what was that? I was afraid of these things. They're cute. They're cuddly. Well, right. It's gone. I see there was nothing. Even though at the time it was very scary and it's going to get me. It's going to kill me. It's going to bite me. Afterwards, so once we see that all of the fears and the worries and right. Yeah. It can't hurt you anymore. Can't hurt you now. Rasul says, right? Interestingly, that I've seen a little bit, Baruch Hashem, not such high levels, but I've been through a little bit over the last year or so. That the fear of not having money is very right. I can tell you from when I left home and started working, I had money. I had good jobs. I was a lawyer. Top. The fear of not having money is very strong, much very strong. The only way to conquer that fear is to be in it, and then to see that I'm still alive, still everything's good, right? But and to go in it and then come out the other side, to fall into it, mamash. It took me out for a good while, right? And to come out the other side, and now you know that, oh, all right. So, what's going to happen? Okay, I've got any money. Okay, the bank. Fear that the bank doesn't let me take any money out. Stops my checks. Takes away my credit cards. Right, that will kill a person. Fear that they could happen to me. Wasn't fun. But got there. So, and then it's gone now, and that has no. I don't say has zero fear. I mean, I'm still a bit worried. I still like to have, right, but not like, right. I didn't clean it all out, but I cleaned Baruch Hashem. Right, I mean, so that's what we're doing. We're cleaning out all of those.
And now they have the money. You get phone calls from the owner.
You have to pay
rent.
But it's not about. It's about fear. It's about fear. If I fear it, or if it doesn't bother me.
But you have to see so. They complain, this complaint goes to heaven. Understand?
It's not my problem. It's not against me. Hashem didn't give any money to pay it. His complaint's going nowhere.
They have your reason why you have no money. Have your reason.
It's different. It's not my fault that Hashem didn't give me any money.
That point, what you mentioned, yeah. It's about many topics. It's a psychological point. And for example, that tefillah rally that have been here last week,
yeah.
So 15 years ago was something similar. Now it looks like that was bigger.
Right.
But what was there here 15 years ago, it was against the court, the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So it's for months they were preparing it and were like... make you a real balagan, and the president on those days here of Israel and the prime minister, they was asking the Rabbi Post, don't do this rally and this.
Right.
And this happened by 2 days.
Oh.
And
it's
that they nobody was asking because on 15 years ago, they built the psychology of...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's in many topics.
No, it's true. Like Arab news as well. If you notice, I mean, I don't read the news, I don't listen to it, but I used to read the news. And every time we would kill, Baruch Hashem, one of their big guys, or we would do anything, they would threaten, now we're going to unleash the gates of hell against you, now you're going to be sorry, right? And every time, we shouldn't have done that, we're going to be in trouble now. And now they are like, right now. We're going to get through all of those. Not that we don't have to do all of them, but we've all got our job. to clean off some of them. Right? Or Kulam Aravim Zelazem. Everyone's got their job to go to the places that Hashem wants to send them to. To go and
best thing to do is
clean off.
Not turn on the news. Read the newspapers because you have no control over it.
But we're interested, we saw before, a little bit earlier, that the one who is afraid, I can't remember the exact wording, but the one who is afraid, he falls into that fear. The person who's afraid, he falls into that fear. Why? Like we said over there, that person who's afraid, Hashem puts him into that fear to show him it's not true. Hashem's trying to help him. There's nothing to be worried about. Okay, Yofi, let's do a little bit more. The last few minutes. Get to the end of this staff. End of this page. V'ichi v'yativ v'chakach m'shamesh mai tekante. And if he forgets, and he sits down, and then he needs to manipulate himself. We said the person shouldn't manipulate themselves. Shouldn't m'shamesh.
Samach bet amud.
Amud aleph l'mata. Right, shouldn't do that. First he should manipulate himself, and then only after that he should sit down. But let's say he forgot, and he sat down, and he's now ready, and he told, so, and he does it the wrong way around, and doesn't realise, what's his remedy? So answer, if he realises, he should say the following thing when he gets up. Kikai lema haki. When he gets up, he should say the following. Loli, loli. Not upon me, not upon me. Right, let the bad magic not affect me. Lo tachim v'lo tachtim. Not tachim nor tachtim. These are the names of types of magic. Lo hane v'lo mahane. Neither these nor these. Different types of magic. Lo harshe the harsha, v'lo harshe the harashta. Neither the spells of the sorcerer nor the spells of the sorceress. Tov.
Sorcerers or sorceress?
Machshef or machshefa. A man or a woman. Sorcerer, sorcerer. Not to be confused with a sorcerer. A sorcerer. You know what sorcerer is? Sorcerer is what you put your cup on, if you're English. That's a saucer. And sorcerer is a bing, bing, woo, bing. Something like that. You can't see that on the tape, sorry. We need a video.
In British?
British have a saucer, but they don't have a sorcerer.
A saucer is what you hold your cup by, and a sorcerer is like Harry Potter.
Right. But Harry Potter is British, so he has both. Top. Top. Let's have a look.
Question is, why do you have a saucer? I mean, why can't you simply use a mug?
Because it might spill. Tanya, Ben Azai on there, top of the page. Ben Azai says, Al kol mishkav shachav chutz min hakarka. You can lie down on any couch except for the ground. Right, lie down on any surface except for the ground. Al kol moshav, and on any chair, you can sit, shev chutz min hakore, except for a beam. Right, what's this? Tough. Mm-hmm. Esoteric advice.
You might know the house might come down.
If you let it sit on a beam. It's that famous picture of the workmen eating their lunch in the US on one of those high rise buildings on the sitting on the beam.
Empire State.
Yeah.
The whole city.
I can't even look at that picture. Just to look at it makes me. Again.
But that's a classic picture.
Right. It wouldn't allow them anywhere near it these days. Okay, Tov. Well, I think we'll stop there. That's we're going to get to us. So. think we're out of the bathroom and we're now into advice on.
So we're ending at
62B. 62B, top of the page.